The makers of Alka-Seltzer bring you Lum and Abner. All you folks remember that old Eddard saying, I'm sure, two heads are better than one? Well, that's true, just as long as you don't have a headache in either of them. Or, you know, when this common ailment comes along, it's mighty upsetting. As we all know, if a headache's ever made life miserable for us. Now, because headaches can make things so unpleasant, why not be prepared for the discomfort they cause? Never be without a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets handy, both at home and at work. When you take Alka-Seltzer for headaches, you'll feel better fast, thanks to the unusually effective analgesic pain reliever which it contains. So, try it, will you? You can get fast-acting, relief-giving Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore, by the package or by the glass at the soda fountain. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, plans are underway to carry out Mousie Gray's utopian scheme for spending the $10,000. Every citizen of Pine Ridge is looking forward to moving into a brand new modern apartment and residing there at no expense, while Lum and Abner are happily contemplating the $320,000 profit, which, according to Mousie's figures, they are supposed to net from the sale of old houses. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Mousie in the Jotham Downs store and library, working on the plans for the apartments. Listen.
Well, no, Mousie. I think we'd better call this first apartment we build the L. Eddards Memorial Manor Number 1. We can name one of the other apartment buildings after you.
Yes, sir, but don't forget, Lum, this whole thing was my idea. I've thought about this plan so much, Well, it just seems like a mother to me.
Yeah, but don't you forget, Mousie, I'm the one that dodged and he's left in charge of the $10,000.
Yes, sir.
I'm the one that says how it's supposed to be spent.
Yes, sir, I know, but Gussie said that she thought we should call it the Lou Ellen Snavely Gray Arms Number 1.
Gussie said that, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, now listen, Mousie, you tell your woman she ain't running this. I am. I've appointed myself president of the whole project.
Yes, sir, but my mother would like it better if it was named after me, Lum.
Your mother? What's she got to do with it?
Well, see, I'm going to have her come and live with me and Gussie as soon as the apartments are ready.
Oh, well, I never knowed that, Mousie. Well, that's awful thoughty of you.
Yes, sir.
Have you talked this over with Gussie? You know, women are sort of peculiar about such things. You learn that as you get older. That's one of the reasons I never got married.
Yes, sir. Well, I told Gussie about it this morning.
What did she say?
Oh, not a thing. You see, she had a mud pack on her face, and I left before she could get it off.
Mud pack?
Yes, sir.
What was she doing putting mud on her face?
Well, she says it's to make her look prettier.
Well, I reckon it would at that. I never had thought about it just that way.
Well, I don't know. I believe I like her better without it on there.
Well, don't be surprised now if she has a little different opinion on your mama coming to live with you.
Oh, she'll like that all right. And if she doesn't, why, I guess I'll just have to be firm with her.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good idea. Well, let's get back to these plans for the building now. Wait a minute, though. There comes Abner back from the delivers.
Yes, sir, I'll be firm. I think there's times when a husband should be firm, don't you, Lum?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I think so, too. I think there's times when a husband should be firm.
Yeah, well, you said that, Mousie.
Yes.
Well, howdy, Abner.
Hi, Dogies, Lum. You feller better get them plans dead fast, because everybody's awful excited about the new apartments.
Yeah, I know they're.
Yeah, can't hardly wait to move in.
No.
How soon you reckon we'll get them built?
Oh, I don't know, Abner.
Be firm, I always say.
Huh? Oh.
Well, we ought to get them dead as quick as possible, Lom. All the folks is going around saying it sure is a wonderful world.
Oh, Dodge, and he's done us an awful lot of good here in Pine Ridge, Abner.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we ought to write him a letter sometime and tell him how good everything's going.
Yeah.
Tell him about the apartment idea and all. He ain't never heard nothing about that yet.
No, that'd be a good idea. Say, Lom, how about calling them the Wonderful World Apartments?
Yeah. Grannies, that does sound good, don't it? Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll call them the Wonderful World Apartment.
Well, good for me.
That is all except the first one. I've already picked out a name for that one.
You have? What is it?
Oh, you'll see when it's done. You want to have it in big electric lights and flashes on and all.
Well, what is it, Lom?
Oh, it's just a name. Wait a minute, I believe that's our ring. You get it, Abner.
Yeah, sure. I still wish you'd tell me what the name is, though. Hello, jot 'em down, store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Mom? Oh, yeah, he's right here. Just a minute.
Well, who is it, Abner?
It ain't for you, Lom. It's for Mousy. I believe it's Gussie.
Uh-oh. Well, be firm, Mousy.
Yes, sir, that's just what I'll do. Hello, Gussie, dear.
Uh-oh, that's a bad start.
Well, now, wait, Gussie. But let me explain, Gussie.
He's a goner now.
Yes, but, dear...
Mousy wants his mama to come and live with him in the new apartment.
But she won't be any trouble, Gussie. Well, she won't be around the place during the day. I'll get her a job helping Caleb Weehunt.
Caleb Weehunt?
Yes, but listen, dear. Hello? 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 Oh, heck.
Did she hang up on you?
Yes, sir.
Well, what was that about getting her a job helping Caleb Weehunt? Don't you know he runs a blacksmith shop?
Yes, sir, but you see, back in Iowa, well, she's a lady blacksmith, Lom.
A lady blacksmith?
Yes, sir. The only one in the whole state, I think. She had her name in the paper once.
She did?
Yes, sir, in Mr. Ripley's column.
Well, I do.
Well, good for her.
She won the weightlifting contest at the county fair for 16 years hand-running. But I guess I won't get to see her now. Gussie says no.
He did, huh?
Yes.
Well, now, don't give up so easy, Mousy. We might be able to steady up some way to get her to come here and live with you.
Oh, gee, I sure hope so. Because, well, she's always seemed just like a father to me.
Ain't you got that mixed up a little there, Mouse?
All right, doggies, I know what we can do, Lum. If his mama can get hold of an old house to trade in, why, we can give her one of the apartments on the first floor.
The first floor?
Why, sure, them will all be empty anyway, because might not everybody I talk to wants to live on the top floors, even Grandpa Master.
Granny's come to think about it, that's what folks have been saying to me, too.
Oh, yeah, there ain't a one of them that's willing to live on the first floor.
Now, there's a problem we got to figure out.
Yeah.
That ain't gonna look right, having all them empty apartments downstairs there.
Why, no.
Yeah, I better study on this a while.
Hey, doggies, wait a minute, Lum. I know what we can do. No, won't work.
What won't work?
Nothing.
Well, what was it? It might.
Well, I was just thinking that we could eliminate the first floor and just start building from a second store on up, but that won't work,
oh,
I don't think.
Of course not. It's the silliest thing I ever heard of.
Yeah, I'll admit it, sure. We wouldn't have no way to get up to the second floor if it weren't for the first floor, would we?
Of course not. Oh, for goodness sakes. That ain't why it won't work.
Huh?
You gotta have something built on the first floor, or else you never... Wait a minute. I believe I got an idea. We can put in stores on the first floor.
Stores?
Why, sure, we'll let Luke Spears have a couple of lower apartments for his restaurant, and Mose Moots can have one of them for his barber shop.
Sure.
And Caleb Weehunt and Mousy's mama can run a blacksmith shop down there in one of them.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Grannies, we'll have every kind of a store there is right there in the apartment building.
Well, good for us.
Just think how handy that'll be. The folks wants to get groceries or clothes or pay their electric bills or the women get their haste. Their hair all frizzed up, you know, and their face, cheeks all rosied up for them. All they have to do is just go downstairs there.
Oh, Elizabeth would love that. Just love it. Say, Lom, is all them apartment buildings going to be connected to one another?
Well, I reckon we could do it that way. Why?
Well, I was just thinking in cold weather or when it's raining or something, my body never would have to go outdoors at all. Just Stay inside all winter long and not miss out on a thing.
That's right, ain't it? I never had thought about that.
No, sir. No, sir. I won't stand for it.
Huh?
I won't let Gussie get away with this.
Oh.
I'm going to be firm.
Oh, you still worrying about your mama coming here?
Yes.
Well, we'll figure that out some other time, Mousie.
But I'm getting awfully mad, Lum.
Yeah, I can tell. Well, you just sit down and relax for a few minutes, Mousie. You'll forget it pretty soon.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Where was we at, Abner?
Well, I just got another idea, Lum. When Luke and Mose and all them others move their stores into the apartments, why, we'll get their old store buildings just like we're going to get their old houses, won't we?
Yeah, I reckon so. Oh, I see what you mean. We can sell the store buildings, too, and get a lot more money.
Why, sure, sure. That's it.
And I know what we can do with the money. I've already got that studied up.
Huh?
Something for the good of everybody, just like Dodge and he's wanted us to do.
Well, what's that, Mom?
Well, we'll use it to bring circuses and rodeos and carnivals and musical concerts and all such as that to Pine Ridge. Things that everybody can enjoy.
Sure.
Chautauquas and lyceums and everything.
Yeah. Okay.
And we'll let them all in free.
Free?
Why, sure. This plan brings in more money than we need. Might not $500,000 from the old houses alone.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. I know something else we can do, too. Put in a moving picture theater in one of them downstairs apartments and run our new picture, The Bashful Bachelor.
Yeah, we've already saw that.
Well, yeah. Well, I could sit there for hours and watch me act. I sure did like being in that picture.
For goodness sakes, Abner, don't be so dismodest.
No, sir, I won't stand for it. I must be firm.
Now, Mousie, control yourself.
It's too late, Lum. I'm in one of my rages again.
Mousie.
I've never been so mad in all my life. I just hope I can keep from doing something rash.
Now, you better take it easy, Mousie.
I can't, Lum. I'm way out of control. Let me get to that telephone right
well,
now.
Well, now, be careful there, Mousie. Don't you go saying nothing to Gussie. You'll be sorrowful for her.
I believe he is sure enough mad, Lum.
Oh, sure he is.
Oh, I've never been so mad in my life. Hello? Is that you, Gussie? Well, this is Mousie, and I want to tell you, Well, now, wait, Gussie. Let me talk now. Yes, but listen, Gussie.
She won't listen to him.
Why, of course, I'm willing to compromise.
Uh-oh. Randy's, I believe he's starting to win her over.
Yes, dear, but... Do what? Yes, dear.
Dear, that's the wrong word.
Yes, dear, but... Well, all right, Gussie. Goodbye.
Well, how'd you make out, Mousie?
Well, we're... Going to compromise, Lum.
Compromise, huh? Well, good for you.
Yes, sir. Her mother's coming to live with us instead.
Friends, if you're like most folks, you want to know exactly what you get for your money, and you want to make it go just as far as you can. So here's a thrifty suggestion when you buy vitamins. Compare one-a-day brand vitamins in both potency and price with other vitamin products. One-a-day vitamins are made and standardized by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. When you read the label on one-a-day vitamin A and D tablets, you'll see that every tablet contains the same amount of vitamins A and D as 1.5 teaspoonfuls of USP minimum cod liver oil. And that's 25% more than your basic normal daily requirements. Now, each one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablet, you'll see, contains 333 units of vitamin B1, 2,000 micrograms of B2, 250 micrograms of B6, and 10 milligrams of nicotinamide. Compare what you get for your money, both potency and price, and we're sure you'll always insist on one-a-day vitamins. They come only in tablet form, and remember, just as that name implies, only one tablet of each once a day is all you take. Ask your druggist for one-a-day vitamin A and D tablets in the yellow box, and... one-a-day vitamin B complex tablets in the gray box. Look for that big one on each package.